Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks, and we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs, and we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot, and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area, and most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Toscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.
Well, folks, we have just ended Crush here. We are in Healdsburg, California, and it is a beautiful day here. A little chilly last night, but all the grapes are in, the wines are being made, and another exciting vintage. I'm here with Susan
Luker.
And we have some beautiful Chardonnay on the table. To me, over the years, I've always associated Simi with great Chardonnay.
I think that dates back to Zelma Long. Zelma really perfected Chardonnay here, and we try to just live up to her standards still. And I think this one we did a great job with. The 2011 is beautiful.
What a great vintage this was. Now, again, we're going to be talking about another area here, which I consider Healdsburg to be a hub to. Right down the road and very close adjacent to here is the Russian River area, which is a wow area all over the world. Now people are going, oh, I want Russian River, and there's a reason why.
Well, the Russian River really is what affects most of the weather in Sonoma County as far as making it a great place to grow grapes. But Russian River is, I think you can grow everything beautifully in Russian River. Everything except maybe Cabernet.
There are some old vineyards and some little pockets there that are very fascinating in Russian River. And we're going to be talking about Chardonnay today. Let's talk about the fruit, where it's coming from, and this is a beautiful wine.
Oh, thank you. It's primarily estate fruit from our Goldfields Vineyard, and then we also source fruit from the Dutton family. So we have a couple, Dutton Perry, Dutton Coon. Duttons really know what they're doing when it comes to growing grapes, especially in Russian River.
They've been at it for a while.
They have. I don't know if they're third generation, fourth generation now, but they are definitely the family in Russian River.
And Simi really has a foundation for Chardonnay, and it goes back a long ways. This is really an exciting wine. Full-bodied Chardonnay is a great thing.
It is, but it still has that delicacy, that bright acid that you get from Russian River with the cool, cool nights. And then again, it's barrel fermented, so that gives it a little bit more richness. About 50% new wood, so balanced oak. The fruit really stands up to that oak. And then malolactic, we're kind of judicious with the malolactic, just enough to kind of soften it up and round it out, but not take away all that acidity.
right. Well, folks, Chef just brought two dishes to the table. He must have thought that Susan and I were very hungry here. It's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Susan, pour us another glass of that. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in the Russian River area this week and next week, and we are having an amazing time here. We've just checked into Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm with Chef Shelley here. And how do you say that last name, Shelley?
It's pronounced Cernient.
Number of courses we're going to be doing here, and I have a beautiful Russian River Chardonnay. And what are you going to pair up with that? First of all, let's tell folks about the restaurant a little bit. This is a beautiful and very unique spot.
Well, we try to focus on California cuisine with a little bit of a Mediterranean French twist to it. We also like to sprinkle in a little bit of Asian flair here and there.
I like that. With some of the wines that come out of this region, I think we are in for a treat here with each course we do. In this first course, we have this beautiful Chardonnay. I'll drink, and you tell us about it.
Sounds great. This chard would go great with our smoked potato soup. Just the oaky tones in that Chardonnay just complement the sweetness of the potatoes and the delightful light smoke flavor of the potatoes.
Great place to start. And is this a dish you bring out quite often? And I assume that you have a number of dishes that just rotate through the different courses.
Yeah, there are quite a few different dishes that we just rotate through based on the seasons. Right now, my co-chef, Ty, knows a local potato farmer who grows various types of local potatoes. One kind is this binchi potato, which is the kind that we smoke for our potato soup. And we do all of that right here. We have a smoker right in the back of the parking lot, and I actually have potatoes smoking as we speak. You could smell it smoking.
We're going to enjoy this dish, folks. We have many more dishes to follow here, but we're going to now tell you about another great wine from the great Russian River area.